You're listening to Off the Record, local music on Radio K. You just heard Howler performing live in studio. That was pretty awesome, guys. thanks for coming in. Sounded great. Yeah. Yeah, so you guys have had a pretty busy week here in Minneapolis. You played your record release show last night, is that right?
And
yeah.
At Triple Rock,
and then also had Electric Fetus. You had an in-store performance mm-hmm. there, too. How did all that go?
It was great. It was a slam dunk.
Absolutely.
Winner.
Do you guys have any more dates planned in the cities before you head off on tour?
No, we actually leave today.
Oh, crazy.
We're flying to England tonight. I got a flight at 10 o'clock. So we're doing like a UK tour and then going up to Europe. And then who knows?
You can hear those Cheez-Its.
Yeah, I'm eating the 3 ounce.
Quit eating the Queen Cheez-Its on air, dude.
I love Cheez-Its.
That's awful.
Is that okay that I'm snacking while I'm enjoying this interview?
That's completely fine. We all love Cheez-Its.
Mixing work with pleasure, Rory, yes.
As I'm sure our listeners do, too.
Just mix it out. You reverb.
I think Cheez-Its are the greatest square-shaped snack.
Is that their catchphrase?
Can we put some
delay?
Whose
catchphrase is that?
Mine.
Goldfish.
Yo, keep eating the cheese. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, I know. I love like the crackle in the background. So aside from the Cheez-Its, let's talk a little bit about the new album. Did you guys record it here locally, or what was the recording process like?
Yeah, we did it here at the Terrarium. I don't know. We did it live for the most part. Just kind of wrote some songs, and we very quickly went into the studio, not really knowing what we were doing.
We hung out, and then we just hung out.
We chilled.
And chilled really hard. Somehow we got a record done. Somehow.
The harder you chill, the more songs you get.
Yeah, there was like, beers. And there was a lot of dairy. So much dairy.
Who loves dairy?
Me.
So it's been a couple of years since you released your last record. You know, it's been a while, and you've had some lineup changes. Would you say you guys are kind of evolving as a band in terms of your sound or songwriting or any, you know, any other way?
Yeah, most definitely.
I think we're happy. I think we're all going to get married soon. I think we really found the perfect group.
We all have girlfriends now.
Yeah, we're all good.
We're boys.
Everybody's fine.
Wait, that doesn't answer your question at all.
Well, it does. It does.
Well, it was kind of funny, so that's okay.
Jordan, you're the one to answer.
Oh.
Your turn.
Yeah. All right. Hi, guys.
You like the
I'm
Who?
Jordan. Yeah, I love the Who.
Cool.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I think this record for us was much more of a collaboration, and I think we write really well together, so I think that's kind of the future of this band, just writing the songs together.
Cool.
Inside jokes.
Awesome. So, I want to talk about your video, the video you released for Don't Wanna. What was the concept behind that? It looks like you recorded some of it here in Minneapolis. Is that?
It was, yeah.
It looked kind
of
familiar.
Yeah, it was all done in my apartment.
Cool.
I don't know. I just didn't want to do a music video. I'm just kidding. I don't know. We just wanted to, I don't know. Videos are, there's like, always like a very weird aesthetic thing with videos. It sometimes makes me feel uncomfortable, so I was like, let's just do a video where it's just nothing but our faces and just get, like, the concept of, like, you know.
I thought it was, like, you were trying to get Chris Hydman's face. I thought the most important part was Chris.
The most important part was Chris.
Chris from Suck Patch is in the video.
Mm-hmm. Pitchfork.
He makes a cameo holding up a pitchfork pin on a jean jacket.
Thanks, Cheez-Its.
Yo, this is a good interview. Very sick.
No, this is great.
This is what we want.
Jordan, you're looking good. I can see it.
Do you like that?
No, the
you
thing underneath.
Being around radio, no one can see it.
Yeah, I know. I wanted to say something.
No,
I really wanted to talk about that. All the antlers on your shirt. That's an amazing shirt, and
Thank
I wish
you.
Everyone here could see it. It's yeah.
Just
it's
look below.
Quite a fancy shirt. Yeah. So I guess we talked about the tour a little bit. You're going over to the UK, and you're leaving tonight. So you're gonna be doing that for a while. Is there anything else you'd like to add for our listeners? I'm almost afraid to ask that.
Cough in the microphone. Yes.
Is that a faux pas? Man, I've learned.
No, dude.
So
it means you don't
things.
Care. It's cool.
I care a lot, dude. Do you know how much effort it takes me to look?
World's
to
best drummers, dude. Seriously. I'm not kidding.
Ian's the world's best. Whatever.
Say it. Say it.
I'm gonna buy you an ice cream truck.
Hey.
I want to see you serve ice cream.
Very cool.
Good. All right, Howler, thank you so much for being here. It's been really great.
Thank you.
New record's coming out next week out on Rough Trade Records. So
good.
Stay tuned for that. Stay tuned for some tour dates. And Yeah, I'm super psyched about the new album. Thanks again for being here. And now back to more great music on Off the Record. Local music on Radio K.
Yo, bye.